You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, how you doing?
What are you, wise guy?
How you doing?
What? Come on.
It's I called it yesterday on Facebook. It's today is Tucson gets triggered again day.
Oh, hell yes.
It's Columbus Day.
Rahina, stand back. Oh, well, don't worry. She's got Cesar Chavez Day, so
she's been accused of everything on this show.
Yeah.
So let's go right over the top.
Yep.
We're going for Columbus Day.
Thank you.
Where Ed and I have been celebrating on this show for years. Even when we had the Irish guy with us, we'd celebrate it on Columbus Day.
Hey. 1492, eh? Come on. What's the matter with you? Oh, well, we'll just rewrite history. It's okay. Never mind.
Never mind. There's a...
Rahina wouldn't like
that. A few of the
listeners
sent me something out of the... I think it was the New York Post. It was a column. It says for you Columbus Day haters.
Oh, good.
I'll read you a little bit of that. Yeah. There's some good stuff in there that we want to talk about.
Yeah.
Now, of course, some of you in Tucson are celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day. So,
huh?
That's just what's happened. You have some of these politically correct places are changing it to Indigenous Peoples Day, which I think they're trying to do with Thanksgiving also.
Oh, good. Anchor Patrick should be right on top of this one. Because she's not on top of anything else, so the hell.
That's true, she is.
Right?
So what's come out of her pie hole, right, is she's a... I know it's going to shock you. Impeachment, right?
Yeah. Oh, great.
Border stuff.
That's it. What'd you fix, girl?
The new trade deal that's been approved by Mexico and Canada. She's not going to touch it.
Nah.
Even though I care, I'm a border girl and live on the ranch.
Gene Burrito.
Yeah, when's the last time she lived on the border?
So we are going to celebrate the hell out of Italian-American Cultural Day today. Appreciation Day.
Sorry, folks.
So if you don't like it, I'm sure there's someone else who's a local host pretending to be a national host. You can go find
who
him.
Who wants to be a national host, yeah. some dude from Texas.
We're so catty today. We're so catty. But
look, man.
So I brought pasta.
Hey, well, look.
Did you bring some vino?
Well, yes. Just
excellent.
A little bit.
Yeah, we need to go with vino with the pasta.
There you go.
Oh, look at that.
Well,
that's a Betsy special right there.
I couldn't find the black box. I would have brought that.
Oh, look at this.
Hey, we got a little Martinelli's. Hey, hey.
That's the non-alcoholic stuff.
That's okay. Now, wait,
whatever. The Italian's book.
There you go.
And what's the other bottle? I saw another bottle. That's the more important
bottle.
That's
my water bottle.
No, one more. That one, what's that?
This is the Sutter Home Cabernet.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. And this is your sparkling cider.
No, no one cares about that.
Well, I don't either, but it looks good on the picture.
Well, if management asks us what we drank, we'll say the Martinelli's.
Right.
So I made yesterday a baked...
My stuff.
That's good job, Mr. Professional Radio Guy.
Excuse me while I rearrange the studio. Thank you.
And so I made a baked pasta that has sautéed pepperoni and garlic in it.
Heart attack, baby. Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. We're gonna eat it. We'll eat it right at 7.
Okay.
Just so everyone knows, we got stuff to do now. I have a brewed Italian espresso blend going right now in the coffee maker. I mean, this is gonna blow your door. And especially, hey, weekend guys and girls. I don't want to be. Oh, hold it. That's too binary. Weekend human hosts.
Exes.
Dropping the AC to 62 degrees this morning.
That's crazy.
Look, what's going on over here? What is John C. cold smoking meats back here on a weekend? The hell? Brush fires. What's going on around here?
62 degrees and we walked in. Are you kidding?
I mean, I came dressed for bear today, man. I got my 1982 Italian National. Yeah, it's the 1982. It's the logo they use that year for the Italian national soccer team.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it says on my chest.
It still
says,
fits you, dude. That's a good thing.
Absolutely. Italia 82.
Hey.
We're going to do it all. We're going to celebrate top 10 movies featuring Italian Americans. I put it up on Facebook yesterday. You guys gave me 44 responses with suggestions.
Wow, that's great.
So you guys were very, very helpful yesterday. I appreciate that. We have in the 7 o'clock. Now, Mike Hicks will be here at 7:30. He's okay. Running for city council. Then I got my friends from Desert Rose Tech stopping in the third hour. Then, what was the other thing? Oh, in the 7 o'clock hour, when we're eating our pasta, we need something to talk while we're eating. You just can't hear me and him, you know, eating the baked pasta together, okay? And a drink in the Vita. Hey, brother, pour the wine, right? We have a world premiere.
Whoa.
You know, remember in the old days they used to have like an MTV, they do a world premiere video?
Yes.
We're going to do that. It's the first ever Pliskin Acres Convention and Visitor Bureau PSA on why you should come move to Pliskin Acres. Then when I was finding a picture of Pliskin Acres, I found an amazing Reddit thread of someone who says, hey, I'm thinking about moving to the Grant and Alvernon area. What do you think? People who live there. And I'll read you a few of those responses just to give you a little feel of what's going on in Mayor Ed's town. 790
Pliskin Acres PSA.
Oh, yeah. It's when I heard
it's
this.
7 o'clock.
I cried. I actually teared up. It was that funny. So be ready. Ed, tell us about your weekend. Let's go. This is what we do.
Friday night went to the Film Fest Arizona. Film Fest Tucson down at the Spanish Rite Temple.
Scottish Rite.
It's in Rahina's district. It must be the Spanish Rite. and then what? We don't have any Scottish in this town. What are you talking about?
Sure we do.
Jeez. Oh, I don't know who lived
You went
in.
To the Scottish. Stay on task.
I know. And so I went my MTV. That was fun.
That's when we talked about with Taylor when he was here last week.
Yep, yep. So we saw that. That was a good movie. Little documentary. And then we saw the one Magic
Incorporated,
something like that. Yep. It's not it, but yeah, about all the young ones in Silicon Valley who, when all worked together at one time in this company, which then went belly up at the end,
right. But
they went on to, I mean, they had the drawings of the iPhone, okay, back then when they were playing and sitting around on the floor in their little cubbies and stuff like
sure.
that. And one went on to be the president of the eBay. One went on to be, you know, Google. It was amazing where these kids turned out to pretty damn visionary. And some of the politics, the gunk in Silicon Valley. Saturday night, went to the tailgate party and went home. Fell asleep after in the third quarter. So I guess we didn't miss much except the losing part of the game. And yesterday, I switched from Hulu to
Sling.
Sling.
Welcome to the family.
Well, you know, I really liked Hulu, but it doesn't have Pac-12. Why can't you just like pay $10 a month and get Pac-12? Why can't the damn commissioner?
Didn't you do that with Sling?
Yeah.
You're paid for the Sling whatever color, and then you paid $10 extra for a pack? Is that
right.
what you did?
Right. Why can't you do that anytime? Why can't you just go and say, I want to download Pac-12 for a month. Here's my $10. What the hell? They don't like people?
Right.
I mean, maybe they don't like the providers or, you know, but what about fans? I mean, it's the dumbest thing. So, and anybody who hasn't had it for years knows. So, that's what we did. That's what. And we had a little barbecue last night. Gorgeous night. And,
it was awesome last night.
And you, sir?
Friday night went to the CDO Saguaro football game. And the CDO beat them 21-7. And I don't know what the Saguaro coach was thinking. It was 14-7, very late in the third, right beginning of the fourth. Hands it off to number four. And he has two runs, one for like 12, and then he did the one for like 50 yards, scores a TD, right? So now we're looking like we got a ball game here.
Yeah.
And then to get it to 14-7, right? And then for some reason he goes into panic mode, and when they get the ball back from CDO, it's like, oh, we're going to do a shotgun and start passing like crazy for a guy who didn't look like he was completing that many passes and totally forgot about giving the ball to number four. which as a CDO fan, I was eternally grateful for the coach to decide he wanted to. Unless number four was hurt, which I didn't see. I couldn't believe they, if they kept on handing off the number four, it would have been a much better ball game. And now CDO undefeated goes into the Lions' den.
Oh, yeah, was that?
Sal Point Friday.
Ooh, big game.
So I think Sal Point with this win, CDO with the win they already have, because they have Sal Point and one other game left. They could, I think they're in the playoffs already, so I wouldn't get too crazy if Sal Point starts beating my head and pull your starters and be ready for the state playoffs is what I would do. But we'll see. We'll see. So that was fun. It was great to see, just by pure serendipity, two Wake Up Tucson sponsors with their banners on the fence together. Picture Rex Heating and Cooling, Jessica Bob, supporting the crew.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's neat. Good for you.
This is why we talk about the importance of your small business owner, you know, because they fulfill a need in this community to support things like this.
Nah.
It's not like you're going to see Banner Healthcare support your kid's softball team. So we did that. And then Saturday was like a chill day. I just had stuff to do.
Right. It was a good day for it.
You know, and I had Honeydew stuff to do on Saturday. And then I watched a little college foosball. I watched Bill and Betsy's Nebraska play like children against Minnesota.
Give up on them. Yeah.
And then yesterday I went out with the girls and played a bunch of soccer.
Well, look at that.
Little soccer training.
Good deal.
So it was all good in the hood, as we like to say. Let's see. Listener Dave, the scooters are migrating. They're resting on flowing wells just north of Grant.
Oh, good. Plissken.
Now, wait till we get to that Plissken Acres thing. So we're going to give a little Columbus Day stuff when we come back. Chuck, in a memo, let's see. He admits, I love this. It says November 5th, 2019, which hasn't happened yet, but that's the date of the memo.
What?
Very weird.
Wow, he can see in the future now.
He talks. Remember, it started with Gary Davidson and I talking about 1,000 phantom employees.
Yes.
Remember that whole thing?
Yes.
And how much money? And then Allie brought it up again during this last thing. In the memo, he actually admits now that he does have a surplus. So I'll read you some Chuck memo today. It's pretty cute. This is, again, no one at the Star would ever cover this. Big numbers.
I know. It's like, what do they do?
I don't know.
Where do you find the news, people?
Oh, it's out there. We got a lot of stuff to cover today. We're going to cover, we got to do the victim of former Grijalva staffer learns party affiliation carries privileges in Pima County. This is the guy with the Make America Great hat who got beat up.
Yeah.
We'll talk about his most recent appearance. It was on the Arizona Daily Independent, and we'll tell you who after the person who beat him up dropped his private lawyer, which from the Pima County Public Defender's Office took care of, defended him. We'll talk about that. We got Barbara Wall. We'll talk about briefly. You Social Security kids are going to get $24 extra a month for your cost of living. So don't get crazy.
I know.
State has a budget surplus because of the forecast, especially because Phoenix is killing it right now economy-wise. I bet that helps. And Flagstaff's probably doing pretty well. Some great legislation coming out of the golden state of California.
Jesus. They're just going to legislate people off the face of the earth, and they'll be real happy. Be a couple of people in the Capitol, and they'll just be happy by themselves. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't do this. You can't do that.
Too good. It's too good. There's so much stuff to cover today, so I can't wait to see. I haven't seen Hixie in a while.
Yeah, Mike Hicks.
So he'll be here at 7:30.
I saw him last week. We were going to the football game, and he was on the corner of Speedway and Campbell, waving to people, talking to people, passing out stuff. So, yeah.
Very good.
He's out there working it.
All right, it is Italian.
Saw Mr. Ackerley at the tailgates.
Nice.
Walking through, yeah.
We'll talk about.
I see Rahina.
Italian
American, huh?
Italian American Appreciation Day.
Well, yeah.
There's a lot of people in Tucson who hate this day. Just hate it.
Listen to you.
And when I come back, I'll read a little bit out of this New York Post column for you Columbus Day haters, and then we'll see where it all leads us there. Okay. Ed Alexander, Christy Simone. You're on 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. sitting with friend of the show Don at the CDO football game on Friday, and I forgot that the way the technology works on the podcast is it sucks out the music.
Yes.
So when you and I are singing to a song,
I'm telling
it's,
you,
it's just us naked.
Or I cut it off. I mean, because it sounds horrible. It's in the beginning, I cut that off. Okay?
You know what he said? He goes, it sounds like you two are drunk singing in the shower.
Yeah, I know. So what happens is we have to pay an extra fee to every artist in the world if we put their music on,
right, on the podcast.
On the podcast, because YouTube and all those people and Google, they all charge us more. It's like, are you kidding me? Come on. We don't pay enough. We haven't for years. No, we don't. The artist, the band, blah, blah, blah. So we cut them off.
Hey, if you have a today we're celebrating Columbus Day, Italian-American Appreciation Day is what Ed and I do here on a Monday.
Yes.
Is give us a call if there's a song you like that celebrates the Goomba-ness
come
of the
on
world.
Down.
Just for today.
We're kind of open around here. You see that?
Just for come today, on. You can be part of the family. As we like to say. So I got to get to this. This is from the New York Post, a guy named Kyle Smith. Sounds like a good Goomba. He goes, the arrival of Columbus kicked off an era of rapid technological advancement and cultural ferment. While the clash of civilizations was bloody, celebrating Columbus Day is not a salute to conquest. Columbus is simply a handy symbol for all the energy that Italians and other Europeans brought to the Americas. That's why the fifth oldest university in the U.S., Columbia, the capital of Ohio, Columbus, a province in Canada, a traffic circle in southwest corner of Central Park, New York, a country in South America, Columbia, one of the big five Hollywood studios, plus one of the four big networks, the C in CBS, Columbia Broadcasting System, and the vice presidential anthem, and the seat of the federal government, District of Columbia, are all named for Christopher Columbus.
Who? Son of a gun. What does he have on these politicians?
Don't tell Scott Pelley he has a... He does news for a place called the Columbus Broadcasting System. He paved the way
Columbia,
for...
it was.
Well, I know, but... I just put it as Columbus. Paved the way for the world's first modern democracy, the one we live in today.
Yeah.
Wise America, guy. Named after another Goomba, Amerigo Vespucci, if you didn't know that.
Jeez, you people.
Was a gigantic leap forward for human liberty and the possibilities for human flourishing that go with it. Or would you rather... Well, that's a whole other thing. The Americas, we owe most of our culture, our politics, our freedoms, our languages, our civilization to Europe and the greatest thinkers and traditions. Christopher Columbus wasn't the first European to set foot on these shores, but he is as handy a historical spokesman as any for our historical roots in the old world. Sure, celebrate indigenous cultures if you'd like.
Good.
But it's preposterous to argue that there's nothing worth celebrating about what Columbus represents. Yet especially in college towns, Evanston, Princeton, Ithaca, Cornell, Ann Arbor, what remains of Columbus is being loudly denounced. Do these kids even know that the seat of the federal government's called the District of Columbia? That's a much bigger deal than some Monday parade in October. Institution of higher learning, specifically designed to teach young people about their place in the world and in history, or instead of ripping us away from our roots and denying plain facts.
Right.
Look around you. Most of the things you have and love are derived from European settlers tracing back to Columbus. Sorry, kids.
Can't be. Turn them off. He lies. Fake news.
Yes, when one culture crashes into another culture, sad to say, human nature can be a horrible, nasty thing where human beings do horrible things. But to lay off, sooner or later, here's the thing. The Europeans were going to come to the New World. It happened to be Columbus was the guy who was kind of the more popular one that we remember and go for. But to think somehow... Like, let's say it was like a Doctor Who where you could go back in time and someone prevented Columbus from ever getting on the ship. There was another European coming right down the line.
Yeah.
So, all of you people that want to cry about Columbus, as the great Flo from Alice would say, kiss my grits. Mm. It's Italian-American Appreciation Day. Ed Alexander, Christopher D. Simone, Bloomberg is coming up, and they have specifically Goomba anchors today working the Bloomberg desk.
Whoa.
They may give you some bullcrap name.
Is Bloomberg Italian?
No.
Oh, I didn't think so.
No. But
just ask.
There are brothers and sisters in the world, and I love that they're there. So it's American. It's Italian American Appreciation Day. Wake up, Toussaint, at 10:30. The Voice. Hey. We're about 30 minutes before Ed and I, for in honor of Italian American Appreciation Day, have our pasta dinner.
Yay!
So I got some really good kind of rustic spaghetti that I had, some good stuff from the old country, and I'm not going to lie to you. This is one of those things where I went through the fridge and said, "What can I do to make this happen?" Because I put it on Facebook, the picture of it, and Adriana's like, "Oh, do you have a recipe of it?" Like, "Hey, we don't do no recipe here, eh?" So basically, I sautéed up some pepperoni that I had, some boar's head pepperoni with some garlic, and did that up, did the pasta, broke it in half so it'd be easier to eat because I baked it, right? And then I put it all in a pan together, mixed it with mozzarella cheese, Parmesan Romano, the garlic pepperoni sautéed, threw it in the pan, and then I baked it, and then I hit it in the oven to crisp it up on top, up on the broiler. So that's what we're having for our breakfast today.
Sweet.
While you guys are having your Pop-Tarts.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. Mm-hmm. 790-2040 is the phone number. Let's go to Eastside Tom. Eastside Tom, first of all, welcome to Italian American Appreciation Day.
Buongiorno, signor. Come
hey. Sta? Hey. Salute.
Bene, Edson. Bene.
Bene.
come si dice in italiano? Happy Columbus Day.
Is there a Columbus Day parade in Pliskin Acres?
Hell yes.
There is?
Yes, but it's on scooters. So on e-scooters now.
Scooters
and stolen bicycles.
Huh? What'd you say, Tommy?
And scooters, stolen bicycles, and shopping carts.
There you go. That's it. Yes.
Now, Tom, I don't know if you're going to be in your car first segment, second hour. When you hear the new PSA for Pliskin Acres, don't be driving. Because you're going to run off the road. That's how hot this is. Every time I hear it, I've heard it four times now, and I laugh my butt off every time.
It's everything you wanted.
This is great. Hey, I wanted to send a shout out to those of us who are Italian by marriage.
That's true.
That's a good one.
So, my lovely wife is 100% Italian.
What have you learned about being married to an Italian like your beautiful wife?
I've learned how to bite my tongue. I've learned patience, and I've learned that we might argue, we might yell, we might holler, but she has the biggest heart in the world, and she's just my total love.
That's amazing. Tell me about the food. Tell me about the. Give me the Mrs. top dishes. I'm sure she makes a lot of good things, but give me the top two or three dishes made by your wife.
She makes something called a pizza roll that is just delicious. She does a dish that is like a stew with hot dogs called ciambat.
Oh my Lord.
And sometimes she puts short ribs in it and things. Oh, it's just delicious. And the best, though, is at Christmas time. There's like 14 different kinds of Italian cookies, all homemade.
Does she make the rainbow cookie?
Yes.
Because that's
and the pizzelles and the schwoyadels.
Look at that.
I can't even think of all the names of them. The little honey balls where you stack them up into a little pyramid and cover them with honey.
She's
or
making that, too?
Oh, yeah.
That's old school.
All of it.
That's
it's
amazing.
Just, it's incredible and things. And like I said, she's just wonderful family. Big family, because I come from, I got like two brothers, and then, we see each other every 10 years or so. But big family, a lot of cousins, a lot of second cousins, a lot of uncles and aunts still back in the Boston area.
See, this is it. My wife was, she married into the Italian family, right? And she learned that... one of the things we do at the dinner table, right? So this is me, Joe, Camille, and Bob, right? She couldn't believe how open we were with our feelings over dinner.
Right.
She came from the family, the beautiful, the very nice family. I love them to death. They're the classic WASP from New England.
New England.
Right?
New England.
And so she marries the Roman Catholic, you know, who's a Met fan. If I was a Yankee fan, it would have been a lot worse from New York, right? And but she's like, after she got to her first DeSimone Sunday, you know, Camille did the sauce, the gravy, as we call it, with some pasta, right?
Gravy, yep.
We're sitting in the backyard at the house over by Sabino Canyon, and she goes, wow, you guys are open with your feelings. Yes, we know.
Yeah, my mother-in-law used to be the head cook down at the Italian-American Club when it was down on Stone. And, oh, man, she can cook some food. She is just awesome. And luckily my wife has, you know, picked up and learned a lot of it, and she's always learning a lot of it.
Well,
I also learned that the mothers don't always tell the daughters everything that's in the sauce. They always leave out one little ingredient so that, you know, nobody can ever make sauce just like mom.
Right. Mama wants to be needed.
Right, exactly. Well, and, hey, for Ed, there are Scottish people in Tucson. I'm one of them.
There you go. Good, and I'm glad there are. I'm just, you know.
Right. I'm from the McIsaac side of the street.
Gesundheit. So, Tom, thanks for the call. Thanks for sharing your love of Italian women with us. And I'm telling you, first segment, be ready, dude. Do not be driving the car.
I will be seated and ready to go.
All right. And you can call up with a review afterward, because you're the guy who came up with Pliskin Acres. So you have permission to call again after the PSA plays, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. That's Eastside Tom.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci, amici. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ingrid, 790-2040. Ingrid, you're on 1030 The Voice. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so sorry I missed most of what you had to say about this day, but I got the tail end of it, and it was very nice, and I was happy to hear you talk about Amerigo Vespucci. But primarily, why I'm calling is that yesterday, and I don't know the name of the man. He has a program, I guess, on Sundays, and I tuned in at a certain point where he was running down the Europeans who came to this country and talked about their treatment, poor treatment of women, and various things. I don't remember the particulars. Too much has gone on since then. But I called in and objected to that, and I reminded him that this kind of thing was going on here on this continent with in some of the indigenous nations. And he took exception, and it was kind of upsetting, and he thought I got my information from movies, and I said no, and then he mentioned it at the end again. He talked about what people get from the movies. That's not true. And I talked about how men can get away with treating women certain ways, not nice, because they're bigger. You know, it's just it's biological. But the point is, I wasn't able to say that because of the time factor and so forth. But he talked about how I guess there were five nations. I remember reading about this some time ago.
Right.
And that they helped in the development of our constitution and so forth. And they made a very big contribution. But the thing is, there's a lot of antagonism, and it's so unfortunate. And I wish that we could stop this. And, you know, the warring, so to speak, with Mexico, our next-door neighbor. And now the people are jumping all over the Europeans. Well, you know, come to think of it, the Europeans went into Mexico and it changed things. Everything was changed. There was a whole different life going on here with the native tribes, and things became industrialized here. It was a whole different mentality. Thank you very much for what you said this morning. The little bit I heard, I have to figure out a way to hear the whole thing.
Well, thank you.
Maybe you could repeat it. It was so nice. And Oh, not thank you. Grazie.
Wow. Thank you.
See.
Yeah.
Great job here, Ingrid. Thanks for the call. 790-2040 is the phone number. So Bill number two sent me the PDF of the front page of the Arizona Daily Star from yesterday. There's two things I want to, maybe three things I want to get here real quick. So I got, if I'm the Ackerley campaign, if any of you kids are listening right now, take the front page and I want you to screenshot the side-by-side Joe Ferguson stories about Ed and Rahina, okay? Because this is all you need to know. If you are living in Pliskin Acres with the helicopters and all that fun stuff, right? And you saw on the front page of the paper, on the left side, you see Ackerley. Priorities in mayor include city budget, comma, police. Right side. Side by side, this is the article that Joe Ferguson did about Rahina. Environment a top priority for Romero in race for mayor. Right. This is all you need.
Right. Right?
So I don't know how much money you got left in the kitty, Ed. I would take this screenshot and make a zillion signs and put it all over the damn town. I'd put it in your TV commercials, your online, for all the people suffering, hiding behind their locked doors in the city of Tucson. This is it. The Arizona Daily Star, who dissed the hell out of you in the endorsement, might have made good here just by, here's two news stories by a guy who thinks town's great, all right? Fergalicious, okay? We don't care. Look at the headlines. Ackerley, priorities at mayor include city budget, comma, police. Environment a top priority for Romero in race for mayor.
There you go, baby. And we're not talking environmental trash. We're talking about the weather, right?
Thank you.
And then the other one I want to get to real quick is Little Timmy. Clashing visions of Tucson color sanctuary debate. What I love about it is he has their little description of Timmy Boy at the end. What it says, right? It says, Tim Steller's been reporting on Tucson for 20 years and he's going to dig into the facts.
Yeah.
Dig into the facts. But at the
given
end,
to him by the
they
county.
Say... He's going to tell you what he thinks about it. He can't do it in this. He is actually mentally unable to tell you what he thinks about this because the clashing visions both have D's behind their name. He's confused. He doesn't know what to do. Now, if I made a statement about Sanctuary City that said, oh, the state and the feds are going to cut that off. DeSimone is so ignorant on the facts, you know, unlike me and Dylan and Sarah, right, that he has to be wrong. But with this one, when the mayor Rahina or one of these people say, he can't bang on him because he's a D2.
Yeah, no.
Right? But then there's Joel Feynman and his angry little girl Zider running around. Well, they're D's too, so you can't say, well, they're crazy about that too. So what he did is he regurgitated the last three story articles done about by Ferguson and other people about 205 and then didn't say crap at the end. So what's funny is he still didn't tell us what he thinks about it. That's the best one.
How many words?
Tim is such a Democrat hack, right? This is like the old classic meme, right? There's a Spider-Man villain called the Chameleon, right? And he can change his shape to look like Spider-Man. So there's a part where, there's also a Star Trek about this, right? Where this Captain Kirk is fighting Captain Kirk. You don't know which Spock didn't know which one to shoot. This is what Tim is at a moment right here. He's like, but the mayor, oh, he's a D. I can't say he's wrong about federal or state funding. Oh, but Joe Feynman's over here. But he's a really big D. He might be, oh, and this is what I put to scare a bunch of you before I go to break. So Barbara LaWall, 7 terms, or she's not going to seek her 7th term. Yeah. Sharon, take the hint. Okay. Think about that. 6 terms of Barbara LaWall. Yikes. Okay. But Mr. Sanctuary City, Joel Feynman, he ran for this seat 4 years ago. There's a chance that your Sanctuary City maven will be the next Pima County attorney. Why not? Right? Who's one of his buddies on this? Richard Elias, chairman of the Pima County Board of Supes. Enjoy that one, Tucson. You think Rahina as mayor scares you? Wait till Joel Feynman's the Pima County attorney. 6:49 in the morning, Chris DeSimone, Ed Alexander. We got to do, well, we're not doing holidays today because they don't matter. It's Italian American Appreciation Day. I'm going to go heat up the pasta. Lou Monte, let's do it.
There you go. A little mandolin. I'd love to play a little cantina for you.
I just heated up the pasta I'll be serving in the news break at Alexander.
Sweet.
Smells amazing. And then I have two chocolate dipped chocolate biscotti for you too.
Sweet.
Also, yeah, we're
very
taking
nice.
Care of you today.
Very nice.
So we only do this once a year. This whole Italian American Appreciation Day, or Columbus Day, or Destroy Indigenous Peoples Day, as they celebrated at the U of A. Robert De Niro, he's got his problems, but he's a hell of an actor. Al Pacino,
yeah.
Joe Pesci,
yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio. I guess we'll claim John Travolta. Nick Cage.
Oh, yeah.
Nick Cage and Moonstruck. We'll get to Goomba movies before this is over. That scene in the basement of the bakery, right? Where Johnny's got his hand. Johnny's got his bride. That Nick Cage. He's something else. He's part of the Coppola kids, I believe. Nick Cage.
Mm.
James Gandolfini. Rest in peace. Marissa Tomei.
Yay.
I love Melissa Tomei. Of course, my cousin Vinny. She won an Oscar for that. Think about it.
Did she really?
Yeah. They make this movie, right? So Joe Pesci's going to be an attorney. Oh, sorry. A training attorney.
Okay.
Right? He's not even really an attorney yet. And his cousin, played by Ralph Macchio, and his buddy get pulled over in the Deep South. Fred Gwynn, Herman Munster, is the freaking judge. Right? Yeah, He's got the out of two Utes, right? So you got that going on. And here's Marissa Tomei as Joe Pesci's girlfriend, who grew up in her dad's garage, mechanic garage, and she's a master mechanic, right? But you don't know that towards the end, right? She's got those great lines like about her biological clock. It's ticking here, Vinny. It's ticking, right? When that film came out, no one ever would have thought someone in this film is going to win an Oscar.
Right. They just thought it was a comedy. And
she nailed it.
Yep.
Of course, Sylvester Stallone is a Goomba.
Yo. Hell yes.
Paul Sorvino, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big Paulie in Goodfellas. He's unbelievable. He was the perfect. That was a Scorsese perfect pick right there. Other than Morty, the guy with the wigs. Hey, where's my money, Jimmy? Of course, this is the list of actors. So they're going to put Frankie, because Frank's been in a few movies, and Dino, right? Of course, Talia Shire, right? She's a Coppola, so she's in there too, of course. Says Susan Sarandon's a Goomba.
Huh.
Her mom is Lenora Marie Criscione. Danny DeVito, self-explanatory. Joe Mantegna, Frank Langella, Armand Asante, Liza Minnelli, John Turturro, Gary Sinise, because I guess it's got to be a Sinise.
Sinise.
Rene Russo, Steve Buscemi, Angelica Houston. Her mom I did not realize, because of course her dad's John Houston. Her mom is prima ballerina Enrica Soma. David Caruso, who cares? Quentin Tarantino's a Goomba.
Did it.
Stanley Tucci. Mark Ruffalo, of course, the guy who plays the Hulk in the Avengers movie. Jennifer Aniston's got a little Goomba.
So nice.
Her father's Greek and her mother is of Irish, English, and Italian descent. We'll claim her. Liv Tyler, daughter of Steven Tyler. I guess mom's got some Goomba on her. And, of course,
Sophia Loren.
Well,
come on.
Of course.
Come on. I mean, you're going to say, of course.
Only the hottest woman. Is she the hottest woman to ever be in movies? Is that her?
Could be.
And a great actress, of course. Thank you very much. So we're celebrating all the great things about Italian Americans today. That's why Sophia's not in the thing. It's Italian American. She's an Italian, but that's why she wasn't on my list. Sorry. Let's run through the singers real quick, because this is usually... We're going to play the Pliskin Acres PSA while Ed and I eat our Italian breakfast coming up. Let's see. Italian Julius LaRosa, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Durante. Frankie Avalon's a Goomba.
Frankie Avalon, see.
Nancy Sinatra, of course. Vic Damone. Louis Prima. Lady Gaga's a Goomba.
Look at that. Yeah, that's not a real name. We got to get...
Here's her name. You're going to love it. Stefani Joanne Angelina Germanotta.
Hey, that's good.
Absolutely, it's good.
Good.
Okay, Madonna.
Madonna.
Frankie Lane. John Bon Jovi. Jerry Vale. Jimmy Roselli. I haven't heard Jimmy Roselli in a while. Of course, Bobby Darin is a Goomba. Okay?
Yeah.
Robert Cassotto is Perry Como, of course. Lou Monti. We have a bunch of... Dion, the Wanderer. He is...
Dion DiMucci. No, he is, yeah.
Thank you very much.
How about Anthony Dominic Benedetto?
I'm getting there.
We're going to run out of time. I'll make sure you didn't miss Tony Bennett.
Frankie Valli, Mario Lanza, Frankie Connie Valli. Francis, Tony Bennett, Dean Martin, and the biggie, Frankie.
Thanks.
You know what's funny? Frankie did not sing too many Goomba songs. He's like, I'm a Goomba. Deal with me. When we come back, Ed and I eat Italian breakfast in the world debut of the Pliskin Acres PSA.